The Fate of the Elves, 1, The Ironclad Warriors, by Peter Gotthard, narrated by Jed Odermatt. This is the story of one of the worst eras in the long history of the elves. It occurred when a mighty enemy entered the land of the elves with his army. His aim was to enslave all of the elves. The elves were filled with grief and anger. The enemy ravaged their beautiful land, and their freedom was at stake. Without hesitation, they fought back. They knew they were fighting for the fate of the elves. The oak tree in the castle bore crisp green leaves. A small group of elves were sitting underneath the tree. One of them was Queen Veronica. She lived at the castle, along with the knights who had sworn to protect the land of the elves against any threat. Today, the queen had assembled her friends to celebrate the arrival of spring. On the table before them, there was freshly baked bread, gingerbread, dried fruit, and fresh eggs. "This is the loveliest time of the year," said the queen. "When everything turns green, my heart fills with joy. And this year, I have yet another reason to be happy. I was so worried that my children were gone forever, and now they have returned to me." She smiled and looked at her daughter, Daisy, and her son, Bramble. They had recently returned to the land of the elves after a perilous journey through a strange realm. "And you both grew so big," Carnation said to them. She had been their nurse when they were little. Daisy was almost as tall as her mother now. Her younger brother, Bramble, had also started growing rapidly. "I hear you have become very good at fencing," said Sir Hazel, who was married to Carnation. He had taught Daisy how to fence in the years past. "Daisy is a champion," said Bramble. Daisy blushed. "Bramble is right," said Sir Blackthorn, a young knight. He had accompanied them on their long journey. "I was charged with protecting the two of them, but oftentimes it was Daisy protecting the rest of us." Everyone laughed. Bramble looked proudly at his sister. "That means I can be a knight someday?" Daisy asked. Hazel nodded. But the queen looked skeptical. "Being a knight is not child's play," she said. "I know that," Daisy replied, "but I am not a child." "No, you probably aren't anymore," said the mother with a small sigh. At that moment, hoofbeats were heard from the open castle gate. A young elf rode in on a horse and was drenched in sweat. "He looks like someone bearing important news," said Hazel. The elf leapt from his horse and ran over to the queen. "Disaster has struck the elves," he gasped. "The enemy is now land. Farmers are fleeing. Houses are burning. It's a disaster." "What do you mean?" the queen said, visibly shocked. Hazel gave the elf a cup of wine and said, "Come down and tell us everything you know." "My name is Sambucus," said the elf. "I am a border guard far up north, on the very edge of the land of the elves. My friends and I watch the dusty plain. That is not a difficult task, because a plain is a barren desert, which stretches many miles further north. Nothing can grow there, and nary a living thing is to be found. At least, so we thought. But a couple of weeks ago, a vast cloud came rolling across the plain. It was an approaching army. It hit the land of the elves like a hurricane. We had to flee immediately. There was nothing we could do to stop them." "What do you know of the enemy?" Hazel asked. "That is all I know," Sambucus replied. "I rode for help right away. While I did that, my friends would attempt to gather some of the elves. They are going to try slowing down the hostile army until the knights can get there. I have ridden day and night to get to the castle and warn all of you. Now everything is up to you, Queen Veronica." "There are enemies in our land. They are to be stopped as soon as possible," said the queen. "Hazel and Blackthorn, gather the knights in the castle. Send messengers to everyone surrounding who has horses and weapons. We leave tomorrow. I will ride along with you." "I will too," Daisy declared. "Absolutely not," her mother snapped.